Hello, it's just me.
Welcome to the WIA National News and the Alara Edition. WIA News is on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
National News. This week you'll hear from not only WIA President and the WIA Returning Officer, but from the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, Alara, and VK7QP, Linda, VK5YL, Shirley, VK4SWE, Lynn. Now wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. From Alara, I'm President Michelle, VK2AYL. Joining me now, WIA President Scott.
Many thanks, Michelle, and thank you to everybody at Alara for the work you do to support ladies in amateur radio. This is WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and welcome to all listeners to this Christmas edition of the National News Broadcast. It's been another huge year for the WIA, and I just cannot believe the end of the year is upon us so quickly. There are many highlights we could discuss for the year, however, the thing that really stands out to me is how fortunate and privileged the WIA is to have so many active, committed serving volunteers within our organisation. There are too many names to list, however. Our members and volunteers is what makes the WIA what it is, an organisation focused on the betterment of amateur radio in Australia. There is no doubt one of the key messages in 2024 is we are under siege to maintain amateur radio spectrum. The drums are beating loud, and maintaining spectrum will be a key focus in 2025 and beyond. Our membership of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, will assist us as we take on this huge task of protecting spectrum, which is allocated to us. Without spectrum, we have no bands and therefore no hobby. So when you are a member of the WIA, or you are thinking of joining, you are essentially contributing to a fighting fund, a fund which we take the fight up at all levels to advocate on our hobby's behalf. There is no doubt we want to see new bands like 60 metres introduced. However, sometimes just maintaining the status quo of what we currently have is seen as a win. Many hours, weeks, and even months are put into advocacy work within the WIA, and as I said, no change is sometimes a great outcome. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our members, clubs, volunteers, the WIA board, and to the many stakeholders that the WIA engage with all around the world. We wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas, prosperous and safe 2025. To you, Graham, on behalf of everybody at the WIA, thank you for your tireless work in bringing us this broadcast every week without fail. I look forward to the year ahead, and this has been Scott Williams, WIA President. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thanks, Scott. Now for some very important news from our returning officer.
Thank you. Election of directors for the WIA. In early November, I announced that nominations to become a director of the WIA were open. There are four positions up for election this time around. Nominating for positions of the WIA director closed at 2:30 p.m. on 16 December 2024. At the conclusion of the period allowed for nominations, there were five nominations. Accordingly, an election will now be held by ballot. Details of the nominees will be emailed to all members and published on the January-February edition of Amateur Radio Magazine. Members must be financial as at 31 December 2024 in order to vote in this election. Election material will be sent by email to all members, so please check the membership portal to ensure that your correct email address is recorded. This year, the election will be held electronically with an option for a postal vote. Application for a postal vote was printed on the reverse side of the Amateur Radio magazine's November-December issues address label. An application for a postal vote is also available for download from the WIA website. A link for the application for a postal vote is in the text edition of this broadcast. Registration for a postal vote has been open since November and will close at 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, 24 December 2024. An application for a postal vote may be posted to the WIA post office box or delivered to the national office or sent by email to the returning officer, details of which are on the application for postal vote form. This announcement has been spoken and authorized by Pete Cherry, VK2LP, the returning officer of the Wireless Institute of Australia. Now back to the special ALARA edition of the WIA National News.
This is Linda, VK7QP. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C. We also go out on UHF-CB Channel 15 in Hobart. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on the repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7.
Australiana. Researchers from the University of South Australia have developed an innovative nighttime navigation system for drones by combining celestial navigation with vision-based technology. Designed for environments where GPS is unreliable or unavailable, the system identifies stars in images captured by drones and compares them to a database, achieving positioning within 4 kilometres during tests on a fixed-wing drone. Unlike traditional star-based navigation systems, this solution is lightweight, cost-effective, and does not require stabilisation hardware, making it suitable for smaller drones. Australia's competition watchdog said there was a need to revisit efforts to ensure greater choice for internet users, citing Google's dominant search engine market share and its competitors' failure to capitalise on the artificial intelligence boom. Australia has intensified the spotlight on the tech giants, which are mostly in the US. It was the first country to make social media platforms pay media outlets royalties for sharing their content, and last month it passed a law that bans social media for children aged under 16, and has proposed a law that could impose fines of up to $50 million on tech giants if they suppress competition and prevent consumers from switching between services. These proposed measures have been agreed in principle by the government, ACCC said, and it will close its inquiry by next March. Ahead of international news, let's look at education. Northeast Radio Group, NERG, training courses. NERG have 3 accredited assessors and conduct regular in-person training at their Briar Hill clubrooms. In-person training provides students a more interactive environment to learn, ask questions, and meet like-minded people. NERG will continue in-person training in 2025. With foundation training and exams, one-day training and exam session, the fourth Saturday of the month starting in February, standard and advanced exams, also the fourth Saturday of the month, and advanced training sessions, Tuesday night over a 12 to 14 week period commencing Tuesday, the 11th of February. Everyone interested in attending one of these sessions should contact NERG via email or visit the NERG website. That's nerg.asn.au.
You're tuned to VK1 WIA and the WIA National News Service on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
This is Shirley, VK5 Yankee Lima, reading the WIA news for the Sunday before Christmas. The IARU monitoring system has released a log with accompanying video of hundreds of examples of non-amateur transmissions taking place across the amateur radio HF bands during 2024. Examples include DRM broadcasts from Communications University of China, Super Down radars from across the globe, CODAR, British over-the-air radar, as well as CBeers and pirate radio operators. All these hundreds of non-amateur transmissions, the majority of them long-lasting, are a big annoyance for we amateur radio operators that try to enjoy our hobby in the bands that are allocated to us for that purpose, as they drastically reduce the usable spectrum in these bands. Click through to the PDF to see the YouTube videos of SDR recordings of many of these instances of non-amateur transmissions. Graduation day came early for a group of students at Staten Island Technical High School in the USA, an ARRL education model school that grew out of the League's Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. 159 students, that's correct, 159 took and passed their FCC licensing exams, 18 of them upgrading to General and Amateur Extra. The program is overseen at the school by teacher Everton Henriques, Kilo Delta 2, Zulu Zulu Tango. The world turns its attention to Kolkata as Hamfest India 24, when it opened its doors to hundreds from the international amateur radio community. Delegates representing the amateur radio community from Nepal, Oman, Germany, Dubai, the US, and more than 16 states from around India converged in Kolkata on the 14th and 15th of December. The National Amateur Radio Convention took place at the Sister Nivedita University and was hosted by OSCA India. OSCA India is an organization with an educational mission, and its name stands for Open Source Classes for Amateur Radio. Participants included representatives from the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, the National Disaster Response Force, the India Meteorological Department, and the National Disaster Management Authority. Still in Kolkata, India, a student from New Barrackpore who was suffering from memory loss and went missing a couple of years ago was found in a Prayagraha asylum. He had been arrested by UP police. The student was reunited with his family thanks to the efforts of a member of a group of Bengali tourists. During a charity event at the asylum, they interacted with the boy and took the initiative to contact ham radio enthusiasts, whose efforts facilitated the reunion between Saka and his family. Ambarish Nagbiswar, secretary of West Bengal Ham Radio Club, said some of his member hams were able to trace the boy's parents and reunite them. In South Africa, the SARL Centenary Technical Symposium will take place Saturday, 22nd of March, 2025. To encourage as many as possible radio amateurs and technology enthusiasts in South Africa and beyond to participate in the event, it will be virtual and hosted on the WebEx video platform. The theme of the symposium is 100 Years of Technology in Amateur Radio, the Foundation for Continuous Innovation. The symposium will include a brief view of the exceptional contributions South African radio amateurs have made to technology and the opportunities for technology innovation taking amateur radio forward. During 2025, the SARL, with the aid of its members and associated clubs, will be on the air with a special event call sign, Zulu Sierra 100, Sierra Alpha Romeo Lima, SAQ Grimetone, to transmit CW Christmas message, December 24th. On Christmas Eve morning, Tuesday, December 24th, 2024, SAQ Grimetone is scheduled to be on the air to send out their traditional Christmas message to the whole world, using the 200 kilowatt Alexanderson alternator built in 1924 on 17.2 kilohertz CW. Transmission and YouTube live stream 0725 UTC live stream on YouTube begins. 0800 UTC transmission of a Christmas message from SAQ. Test transmissions will occur on Friday, December the 20th at 1200 to 1500 UTC. The amateur radio station Sierra Kilo 6 Sierra Alpha Quebec will be on the air throughout the day. This is VK5 Yankee Lima, wishing all our listeners a happy Christmas and a safe New Year. 73.
This is the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, ALARA, presentation, which we do several times each year, including very close to Christmas.
This is Lynn, VK4SWE. Operational news. Contests still to run in 2024. In December each year, the Radio Amateurs of Canada, RAC, sponsors the Canada Winter Contest. And yes, the name Canada is correct. Amateurs all over the world are invited to participate on December 28. If you are entering, check out the current rules on the RAC PDF, which is available here on Australia's National News Service text edition. Best read at wia.org.au. YOTA contest. Youth on the Air Test 3 of 3 will be from 10 to 21:59 UTC on the 29th of December on the five classic bands CW and SSB. Now, contest wise 2025. VHF UHF Field Day. Upcoming contest date and time. Summer 2025. 0100 UTC, Saturday 18th January through 0059 UTC, Sunday 19th January. Australia Day Contest, January 26. Amateurs in VK will endeavour to contact other amateurs around the world. Some VK operators will be using the AX prefix to celebrate Australia Day, as it's wanted by many amateurs around the world. Scoring is distance-based and calculated using four-character grid squares. It is held on the Australia Day public holiday, that being the 26th of January. Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint, Saturday, May 3rd. VK Shires Contest, 7th to the 8th of June 2025. Trans-Tasman Lowband Contest, 19th of July 2025. The Trans-Tasman Contest, held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low-band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed, with SSB, CW and digital. That's RTTY or PSK. DX Window to the World. Polish amateurs have activations planned to celebrate Christmas and the New Year. Listen for HF0 Clause and SP0 Clause on the air now through January 6th. Starting in January, members of the British Railways Amateur Radio Society will be operating special event station Golf Bravo 0 LMR to celebrate 200 years of the modern railway, a year-long celebration of how the railway has shaped Britain. QSL station Golf Bravo 0 LMR via the Bureau or direct by sending a stamped addressed envelope to Mark, Golf 1, Papa India Echo. During 2025, the SARL will be on the air with special event call sign ZS100 SARL, as well as the permanent call signs ZS6 SRL and ZS9 HQ. And possibly other special event call signs as well. Celebrating the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, the Israel Association of Radio Communication, formerly known as Israel Amateur Radio Club, will be running special event stations 4X8NER and 4Z8NER from 25th December to 2nd of January. QSL these two stations via Logbooks of the World, EQSL, or via 4 Zulu 5 Mike Uniform. Victor India 2025 Alpha Juliet. Australian Scout Jamboree 2025. From the 5th to the 16th of January 2025, yes, about 2 weeks away, Scouts will be operating an on-site radio base from Maryborough, Queensland. Two HF stations on SSB and FT8 on multiple HF bands. Victor India 2025 Alpha Juliet is on a QRZ page.
You're tuned to VK1 WIA and the WIA National News Service on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
This is Linda, VK7QP. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Astronomy and Wireless Weather. Superflares on Sun-like Stars. Now we have to worry about superflares. A new study published in Science and reported in spaceweather.com concludes that sun-like stars in the Milky Way produce superflares approximately once every 100 years. Superflares are solar flares more than 50 times stronger than the Carrington event. If one were to hit Mother Earth, it could bring down power grids, disable satellite networks, and more. Led by Valery Vasilev of the Max Planck Institute in Göttingen, Germany, a team of 10 astronomers looked at brightness measurements of over 56,000 sun-like stars, far more than any previous study. The data were collected by NASA's Kepler Space Telescope between 2009 and 2018. Eclipses can generate ripples in Earth's atmosphere called atmospheric gravity waves. Similar to how water forms waves when disturbed, air in the atmosphere reacts in the same way when influenced by a dramatic event like a solar eclipse. During the April 8, 2024 total solar eclipse, scientists observed the ionosphere rising in altitude during the eclipse and descending back to its normal height afterward. Meanwhile, ham radio operators participating in the Ham Sci project generated over 52 million data points by sending and receiving signals before, during, and after the eclipse. Their efforts revealed that ionospheric conditions improved for low-frequency signals between 1 and 7 MHz, but worsened at higher frequencies, 10 MHz and above. These variations provide insight into how solar eclipses affect radio communications and the behavior of charged particles in their ionosphere. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. As reported back in October here on WIA National News, a Romanian teenager won an international high-speed telegraphy world championship in Tunisia after setting a new world record for receiving call signs sent using CW. Now Ioannis Scutari, YO8YNS, is one of the many stars in a new BBC radio documentary about the power Morse code has as a communication protocol. The doco, Ready to Transmit, is hosted by Stephen Coates and was released early this month, December. To hear the documentary, visit the link in the text version of this week's script, best read at wia.org.au. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Experiment module Kibo aboard the International Space Station did deploy LignoSat, that wooden satellite, but amateur radio satellite enthusiasts who were ready to decode telemetry from the satellite are reporting there's been no reception of either CW or AX25 packets on the satellite's coordinated frequency of 435.820 MHz. At the time of its construction in the 1950s, the Dwingeloo Radio Observatory in the Netherlands was one of the largest rotatable telescopes in the world, with a dish diameter of 25 metres. After a restoration project, the telescope is now a National Heritage Site in the Netherlands, where it is also available for use by radio amateurs. Recently, this group was able to receive signals from Voyager 1. Famously, Voyager 1 is the furthest man-made object from Earth, having been launched on a trajectory out of the solar system in 1977. As a result of distance and age, the signals it sends out are incredibly faint, but a ham radio group was successfully able to receive the Voyager 1 signal on this telescope. Normally, Voyager 1 is received using the Deep Space Network, a series of much larger dishes stationed around the world. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, OC042. Listen for the call sign DU10E from Luzon Island, IOTA number OC042 in the Philippines until the 27th of December on 40 to 6 meters using all modes. Does working these rarish islands interest you? If you're passionate about amateur radio and love exploring unique locations, the IOTA program is an exciting challenge. IOTA, Islands on the Air, was founded way back in 1964. It connects radio enthusiasts with islands worldwide, offering a blend of adventure and friendly competition. Whether you're an island chaser or an island activator, there's a world of islands to explore with a rich history of awards, rankings, and achievements. Want to know more about how you can get involved in this thrilling activity? The link is iota-world.org. This is a good place to start, but may I also suggest delving into a great item shown this week at the link we like, unicomradio.com/iota. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, IOTA, Youngsters on the Air. When the International Space Station passed over Loudoun County in Virginia, USA, a bunch of young students couldn't believe their ears. They heard Lost in Space astronaut Suni Williams and were able to talk with her from their Hillsborough Charter Academy. The call lasted about 10 minutes, and the students and teachers were able to ask her a variety of questions about life in space. Questions from the students ranged from how astronauts bathed in space to the best innovation on the ISS. If you could wish for one item right now, what would it be? The answer given was her dog. She said she really missed her animals back down on Earth. This is Linda, VK7QP, wishing you a happy Christmas.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. It can be heard on ANZEL, that's the Australian and New Zealand Echo Link Multimode Network. The news is automatically rebroadcast every Sunday at 10 a.m. VK3 time. Thanks. This is second operator Helen using John's VK3HJQ call sign.
It's a date. Clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links. 2025, VK7, Reist, car boot sale, January the 19th at 11 a.m. VK6, Parge Fest, Peel Amateur Radio Group, held February the 15th, 9 a.m. at Mandura Bowling Club, 89 Ulnut Street. VK4, Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, 2025 Hamfest, November the 9th, at the Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Bow Desert, Narang Road. And of course, VK, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association 50th Anniversary, with a celebration lunch being held in Glen Waverley, Victoria, on Saturday the 26th of July, 2025. Email president@alara.org. Thank you for listening to the Alara edition of the WIA broadcast. For more information about Alara, visit our webpage, www.alara.org.au. And thank you very much to the Alara newsreaders, VK7QP, Linda, VK5YL, Shirley, and VK4SWE, Lynn. I would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, as this is the last broadcast before December the 25th. From Alara, I'm President Michelle, VK2AYL.
This has been the Alara edition of WIA National News. WIA News is on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
Fine. Okay, bye.